The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Hangover Time. We are back once again. Tonight, Miami beats Toronto 111-102. I actually had to check the score because I've been on here with these fools talking, having a good time, instead of actually paying attention to what's going on. Brass, are you on Twitch? I just wanted to make sure because I feel like a counter in the corner. And that could be for my little halftime thing I did. I don't know if you guys checked it out at halftime. I was on the Miami Heat Twitter feed. I just did a little quick thing, just giving you a preview of the show. So tonight, the Heat came out. They did their thing. It looked a little sketchy at halftime. For some reason, the refs were all drunk. They were probably celebrating the inauguration. I'm not sure what was going on. I'm a little drunk from celebrating the inauguration, so I kind of feel them. I understand what's going on. But let's go. Let's talk about tonight's game. Bring me out, Brass. We actually have a special guest tonight. We have Amber Wilson from 790 The Ticket. How's it going, Amber? What are you drinking tonight?
What's up, y'all? You know, I wish I could sit here and tell you that I'm drinking something more exciting than this. But this is what I'm drinking tonight, which all that means is that I have to come back another night when I'm actually drinking for real to hang out with you guys. That's what that means. I got a little situation going on in my household. I know I told Alf about it earlier between us. No Rona, so nobody freak out. But my son did get the 24-hour tummy flu on Monday, and my fiance came down with it today. So I am waiting for that thing to hit me. I'm hoping to ward it off. So I figured maybe drinking is not the best thing.
You got to keep that.
I'm trying to get that immune system up.
Yeah.
So water.
The vitamin C. The vitamin C is important, and it's still stronger than whatever Salon is drinking. So don't worry. next, we have Tiffany Meeks. Hello. Tiffany, my right hand, what are you drinking tonight?
All right. So I think my drinks may be connected to the losing. So it's back. The Tito's, the fresh lime, and fresh lemon.
Okay. Listen, classy. You keep it classy. You're a classy lady. I love it. I love it. Not too fancy, not too extravagant. Tito's, lemon, all that good stuff. I'm actually drinking Sprite and vodka. I've had too many. I'm gonna keep it together for the show. We're gonna cut it about 30 minutes because I don't know how long I can do it for. But I'm gonna keep it together for the show. Brass in the corner, the producer extraordinaire. What are you drinking tonight?
I got a Finback IPA. It's from Queens, so it's not too far from me. But I got it in my little keg here, so
I'm gonna be all right.
Pouring it out tonight, so yeah.
Finback IPA. That sounds fancy. I like it. Joey, what are you drinking? Don't tell me Four Loko again, bro.
No, I decided to go with an American domestic and Old English.
Oh god,
Brass. Man,
Brass, get him out.
No. That is legit. That is old school.
Oh, I see flashbacks. Oh no.
Wait, uh-uh. Oh, no. No, no.
That is a 32-ounce in college.
No.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hell no. No. Hold up.
Time it was under out. Like $3.
It's amazing.
That's why we drank them in college.
You killed me.
I just graduated, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's young. You killed me for drinking Bud Light, being from the Midwest.
No. Listen, Bud Light is nothing compared to some OE, all right? Yeah. They never drank Bud Light in a Snoop video. Not that I can remember.
No.
There was never
fridges. I never saw Joey in a Snoop video either.
I haven't heard somebody say OE in 15 years.
Thank you.
I was popping.
Thank you.
I like the fact that Joey looks like he's coming from an undisclosed location.
I'm writing my manifesto right now.
You look like you're in the same cave Bin Laden got caught in.
Yeah,
like you are. Yeah, that's all right.
Same contractors.
Oh God! And here we go, Solana. What are you drinking tonight?
Oh well, I already debuted one of the funky Buddha flavors. I think it was key lime pie. So I'm bringing out my second favorite, Blood Orange Funky Buddha Premium Hard Seltzer. And
oh, nice.
It is delicious. It is absolutely delicious.
Joey, did you just say all nice?
Yeah, I think those things come with a an estrogen chaser.
Oh.
I mean, you're drinking OEs. I don't want to hear it tonight, Joey.
No, OEs.
Okay.
OEs a strong ass drink. OEs a strong ass drink.
Well, so for a little context, Solana was also giving Frankie shit last time for drinking rum and coke, while Solana himself was drinking a Bud Light like Clamato drink. So
yeah. Let's remember that.
Don't even listen to Alex's slander. It's not worth it.
Okay, so let's actually get to the game, because it was a good game. Like, I felt like there was a lot of back and forth, but I felt like Raptors fans were going through a lot of the things Heat fans have been going through this season. Like, they're watching their team, and we all know both of these teams are better than what they showed, but it was still an entertaining game. The refs were ass, and we'll get to that later. And you know what? Last time we after a win, we started with positives. And I want to keep that going. I want to keep the positivity up. So, Amber, I want you to give me your biggest positive from tonight's game, whether it be a player, a play, coaching, whatever it was. What's your overall, your biggest positive takeaway from tonight?
Well, my first positive is that we won, because that hasn't happened often this season. And this season so far has been frustrating for me, because even though we've been shorthanded, and we're shorthanded again tonight, even if you're shorthanded against the Detroit Pistons, you should be working the Detroit Pistons. And so I felt like at least here, this Raptors team has been improving. Like you said, they've been underperforming, but I feel like they are a good team. We know that this Raptors team has some talent. They're well coached. So I feel like this is a good win, finally, where you're shorthanded, you don't have your most important player and a couple of your other key pieces, but you get it done, you get that win, and that's huge right now for this Heat team. I think, obviously, the other positive that you could take, if you want to point to a specific player, is Kendrick Nunn. I feel really good for him, because we were talking just a few games ago, wondering whether Spo was going to give him much time. And obviously, the situation with how shorthanded the Heat have been have kind of forced his hand there. And you see that Kendrick Nunn wasn't just a flash in the pan. He's kind of had a weird last, you know, year and a half, whatever it's been now, where you're so hot in the beginning and you're the runner-up for the rookie of the year. But then in the bubble, you kind of get lost, and Tyler gets all of the hype in terms of that rookie class. And so you see Kendrick Nunn still has a lot to contribute to this team. Maybe that makes him a really good trade piece. But either way, he certainly showed out tonight.
I mean, he certainly did, and I'm going to go to Tiffany Meeks next. But before I go to Tiffany, I want to put up the Tiffany's nickname for Kendrick Nunn, because he showed out. So we're going to get a Dark Knight pick. You got that ready, Brass? There we go. So the Dark Knight showed out tonight. Tiffany, me and you are the only ones that are allowed to make that joke. Amber's like, yep.
You can laugh.
It's all love here. Tiffany, what's your biggest, your most positive takeaway from tonight's game? We're going to start with positivity.
Yeah, outside of none, I'm going to go with Iguodala. I didn't get a chance to check his stats, but using the old eyes, he looked good. He looked active. He was busy on defense. He made some easy shots. He hustled. I don't know. I saw him talking to a lot of the younger guys. He just looked engaged. And when he looks engaged, he can give you something.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Iggy gave you great minutes tonight. I mean, stripping the ball down low, which we know he can do, blocking shots, distributing, running point for segments of the game, especially in the fourth quarter. Just calming the team down. Sometimes when it looked like the Raptors were about to make a little run, Iggy would just step in. And it's the thing with Iggy, it's inconsistent. We don't always see this Iggy, but when we do, man, the Heat are very hard to beat when Iggy's playing like that. Joey, tonight, your most positive takeaway from tonight.
I mean, it has to be Kendrick Nunn. I mean, just he was like a phoenix rising from the ashes these last couple games. You know, I mean, he was doing nothing. And this dude was a...
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, exactly. He's Bruce Wayne. But to score 28 points in a win, you know, especially with Tyler and Jimmy out, was huge.
Yeah, and honestly, one of the things about Nunn is not just the scoring, and I pointed this out on Twitter, he didn't have a bunch of assists, but he was making passes in this game that this time last year, even though he was scoring 20, 25 points a game, he was not making passes. Like Tiffany always says, he was pressing, he was pressing, he was pressing. Tonight, he was actually making the pass, the right pass at the right time. He had a couple of amazing assists, even while he was in his rhythm of scoring. Instead of saying, okay, I'm just going to go get mine, he played within the offense. And that was the biggest thing I saw from tonight and from the last game against Detroit. And tonight was even a further step in his playmaking abilities. Solana, you know, you don't have the best choices as far as drinking are concerned, but when it comes to tonight, what's your most positive takeaway? I don't know if you're too drunk off your blood orange hard seltzer, but if you can get your thoughts together, what did you take away?
Well, not my biggest positive, but just my biggest takeaway in general. I know Tiff is going to love this one. No Mo Harkless today. We got zero Mo Harkless minutes today, which is a big surprise. He had 30 minutes, was a big part of that first victory or that victory the other night against Detroit. So I'm, you know, I know Spo likes to tinker with the lineups. I get it, but I want to see more Mo out on the court.
You ruined the whole positivity of the first go around.
No, I just think that's one strike. We need to see more Mo Harkless out there. Honestly, I mean, the intensity that he brings to this team, the versatility he brings just in general. You saw it in those 30 minutes. He was a real game changer against Detroit.
One time.
And I think tonight against long wings, and Joey, I know I see you bobbing your head. I know you agree with me. I agree.
So of course.
And when you see,
I don't like this Solana ally bit. I don't know.
Mo Harkless was a negative on the bench.
And just remember this on Friday, Anunoby, Davis, those guys are going to play better. You're going to need that versatility.
How do you know that?
I know.
Where are you getting that from?
And you're gonna need Mo. I'm telling you. Remember this. Remember this on Friday. You're going to need Mo. More Harkless.
Yeah. Okay. I want to say my favorite thing tonight so far is Twisted Tapioca has gifted 5 more tier 1 subs. So Mr. shout Tapioca. Out again to Twisted Tapioca.
Thank you, Twisted Tapioca, but we're not taking shots for subs tonight. Double Thank team. You for the subs. Everybody sub and follow. Actually, you know what, Joe? You haven't been on a while. You swig.
Oh, yeah.
You got to take swig for subs. I'm not doing it tonight because my liver just can't take this. So before we go any further, I wanted to first of all, I want to talk to Amber about her background. The Gators are trash.
even though you went there,
I did go there. I didn't graduate.
Which is questionable. Well,
I didn't graduate.
And they kicked you out because they figured out.
You can't fire me. I quit. That was that kind of deal. You know,
you're not gonna break up with me. I'm gonna break up with you.
Exactly,
Alf. You went to Florida?
Yeah, I went to Florida. I went to and partied at Florida while being a student are two different things. My last day on campus, I couldn't find my class to take my final because I hadn't been there since the first day. I swear to God, that is a true story.
I would pay money to see college Alf wearing cargo shorts at a frat party.
No, we didn't wear cargo shorts back then. That kind of technology wasn't invented.
Alf was the Mo Harkless of UF when he was.
This is bad. I graduated high school in 99. All right, so the cargo shorts weren't a thing. I was wearing 99? Sean John.
Yeah. I was 4 years old in 99.
And you're 4 years old with your drink choices as well. But Amber, listen, before I want to take this time, some personal time outside of the show, because I want to pitch to you, because I know that 560 and 790 have lost some programming with the Dan Le Batard show going off. I don't even know where Dan is anymore. He's just somewhere cursing out Trump on some internet, just out there in broadband somewhere, just mother effing Trump. So I think you guys need some good quality programming on 790 and 560. I haven't pitched this to Solana because I know he actually doesn't have any real power over there. So I wanted to pitch to you. Brass, are you ready? We have a graphic for our new show.
Whoa.
It's called AA Meeting with Amber and Alf.
Okay. All right.
Now, the whole AA thing, I don't want people, like, I know it can get misconstrued, but your name is Amber. My name is Alf. I just thought, like, AA meeting, we could do it midday, right? We start with our names.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is AA offensive? I don't know. Are we making fun of alcoholism there? I don't know.
No, we're not. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because this is not a Hangover Time episode. This is an intervention because Alf has a real problem.
What?
So I'm kidding.
Okay. He may today though
because he has been drinking since noon. He said so.
And it's not much different than AA meeting. What a good show! Like in the afternoons. Like I mean.
Are you sitting on her lap?
Yeah, are
no,
you?
No, I'm on a train track.
Right.
Only half of her?
You and Israel Gutierrez, huh?
No, that's just
hanging
me.
Hanging out
that's just
train
me.
Tracks.
I don't know. What do you mean, Izzy Gutierrez? What does that have to do with anything right now? I don't get it.
Hanging out on train tracks.
Those are my nipples.
Well, they're lovely.
Alf, you have huge nipples. Yeah. Yes, I do.
I think you might be onto something here. We'd have to keep it in the middays. I never going back to mornings, or either that or 790 has to pay me a whole lot of money to go back to mornings because those hours are brutal. But we could talk like middays, afternoon drive. Maybe we give Hawk and Crowder some competition, Solana a little competition over there, you know, because they've got both stations right now in afternoon drive.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. In fact, I could just do the Zazzo and Amber show in middays and then just stay.
And then do AA meeting.
And then do AA with you, afternoon drive, and compete with Solana.
Yeah, because honestly, I can't start drinking that early in the morning either. Or I would just have to stay up from the night before to start drinking.
I could.
Oh wait, we might have to bring Joey in as a producer.
I could drink anytime.
I thought that was great. I think it's a great idea. Okay. We'll talk about that offline, Amber. I really think we got something here.
You're on to something. I want to say real quick, by the way, I'm in my closet because that's where I do my radio show because of the sound quality. But it's funny because I have another place that I do other like video content for. And it has a bunch of Miami Heat stuff in the background. And that was my plan for tonight, was to be there, except for it's late at night. I felt like that's a little too in my house. It's too close in proximity to my sleeping son. So then I decided you guys get the Gators background. So that's how I ended up here with the Gators background. But I feel pretty good about it now that I know it bothers you so much, Alf.
Well, putting family first is not one of the tenets of Hangover Time. But I guess if that's how you want to roll, I mean, go right ahead. I mean. Usually, a family comes last, usually in these.
Okay. I'll write that down for next time. I made a note for next time.
Family comes last. Okay. So I don't know if you got we're at 18 minutes. So in 2 minutes, we're gonna start taking questions from the chat. So you guys get your questions ready. You know, if you want your question highlighted, throw some bits in the chat. You know, 100, 200 bits. I don't care what you guys do. Just throw us some bits. You know, it's like dollars at a strip club. Help us out. So I'm going to go around for, you know, asking what did you guys take away from this game as far as on the negative side? Like, what was disappointing about this game? And I'll start with you, Tiff.
You were
watching the Nets game.
Yeah.
What was disappointing about that? Kyrie Irving?
Would you rather slander the Nets? Because I was down picture, for that.
I had picture in picture. I was watching, but I just wanted to see what those three were going to look like.
So
they look bad.
Give me a negative from the Nets game.
Defense. DeAndre Jordan.
They gave up Jared Allen.
They looked bad. They you can score a lot of points, but if you don't stop someone, they look bad.
Joey, negative from tonight's game or the Nets game? Honestly, I'm down for Nets slander if we want to do that.
I just think maybe not disappointing, maybe a little bit frustrating. Just Bam kind of being a little bit not as aggressive, or just those early bunnies in the beginning of the game. kind of, I felt like, killed his rhythm a little bit. He got it going in the fourth, but just, you know, 14 points on 14 shots. I think he could do a little bit better than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I will say is, Brass is going to pull up my my viral moment with Bam this week, which was pretty funny. If anyone had if anyone noticed on Twitter, I went at Bam pretty hard last game. There was a we had a whole video of me screaming at Bam, "What the F are you doing?" Because he had an open layup and he passed out to Kelly Olynyk, who wasn't actually where Kelly Olynyk was supposed to be, and it was a turnover. And Bam laughed at it, and you know he responded to the tweet, which was cool. But right here. So I tweeted out, "Are you fucking kidding me?" with the video of Bam throwing the ball out of bounds. And Bam replied, and a lot of people were like, "Oh, you and Bam have beef." First of all, Bam doesn't give a fuck about who I am. And secondly, Bam, the crying, laughing face with the upside down happy face, like he's basically saying, "Okay, it was a funny video. And yeah, you're right. I effed up." One thing I did see from Bam tonight is he was aggressive. Now, the refs who were trash all night long, and I'm going to ask you, Solana and Amber, let you guys rip on the refs. They were trash all night long. He was aggressive. They didn't give him calls. But what I did like from Bam tonight is he looked at the basket when he got the ball. And when he did pass it off, it was on his way to try to score. They sent a double team, and he kicked it out, and you saw a lot of nice assists coming off of that kind of dribble penetration. He was doing some of the things that Jimmy Butler does, and with Jimmy not available, you need Bam to be that guy. Bam standing at the top of the key with the ball in his hands, not looking at the basket, waiting for a dribble handoff for somebody to get free, is just not effective offense, especially when Jimmy Butler's not involved. So I will say that, yes, Bam was – the scoring output was not as high tonight, but I was very, very happy to see that he's paying attention to my tweets and he's responding in kind on the basketball court. So I'm taking full credit for Bam's aggressiveness tonight. I think my Twitter feed affected the outcome of the game. Solana, the refs, I mean – was it as bad as I was watching, or like, am I overstating it?
No, I don't think you're overstating it. The refs are awful. I think we should all be used to the NBA refs being awful. But yeah, with the refs, like, just terrible. Absolutely.
I mean, how strong is that seltzer?
No, I mean,
you didn't give him much there.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, the refs are terrible. I mean, I was kind of thrown off there because you asked everybody else a negative. I had my negative take.
Okay, go ahead, with your
ready
negative.
To go.
He was thinking two steps ahead. Yeah, that's amateur hour. You have to be quick on your feet, Solana. Come on, you know how this works.
I know.
Orange seltzer.
this is some hockey blood orange.
I have to say real quick though, y'all are ragging on Solana for his drink, but that hard seltzer is the truth.
Thank you.
They're so good. And the reason I know that is because Funky Buddha is so nice to send them to us all, which is why Solana's drinking it, because he probably got it for free.
free alcohol.
Why did you say that?
Free alcohol is always the best alcohol.
A little behind the 790 curtain there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you paid for that Clamato shit though.
I did go get the fucking chelada at the gas station right before the show. But my negative was that no more Harkless. Again, I think we need to focus on this.
Oh my God. Anyway, Amber, that's two strikes, Solana. Amber, what negative from the game? You can talk about the refs. You can talk about your negatives. Something that you took away from the game and you're just like, the Heat need to work on this.
Well, in terms of the refs, Solana said, I think we're used to NBA refs right now. I do think that we do tend to over amplify how bad the refs are in the NBA, because I think at some point if it's how it is in the league, then it's just how the game is, right? Like, are they really so bad, or is it kind of just part of the game and we all need to sort of accept that a little bit? But in this particular game, I will say that I don't think you're overstating it, Alf, because it seemed, especially in the first half, like I do not know what the Heat needed to do to get a call in the first half because it seemed impossible. So I do think, especially in the first half in this game, that that really stood out in this game in particular. I was surprised that Joey said that he didn't feel like Bam was aggressive. I did feel like Bam was pretty aggressive tonight. I mean, I know the 14 points may not seem as impressive for him in 34 minutes. He still had pretty good numbers tonight. And I'm with you, Alf. I felt like he was really out there contributing in other ways, and he is definitely pulling his weight without the other superstar on the team being available to this team for the last few games now because of health and safety protocols, which pretty sure we know that Jimmy Butler's got the Rona, but that's unofficial.
Whoa!
Anyways,
breaking news.
Reporting that. I'm just saying, like, I mean, when he's out for exactly 14 days, y'all are going to figure it out. I mean, come on, like, health and safety protocols. Come on. But I do think Bam has really, you know, stepped up and stepped into that place as, you know, the lone kind of superstar on this team and really carried this team. So my problem wasn't him tonight. I would say if there's a negative outside of the refs for me, because I do feel good about this win generally, and I feel good about the contribution of everybody except for Mo Harkless. But I would say that it's another new rotation from Spo, and I understand what Spo's working with, but I am just so tired of every game. It's like, I have no idea who's going to be out there and what we're going to see. And Spo likes to do that anyways. And now he's shorthanded. And so us game in and game out, all these new rotations, different players every night getting all these minutes. It's just a lot to keep up with, frankly, as a Heat fan. So I find that component of it, the lack of consistency, frustrating because I'd like to see them get into a better rhythm here. And of course, I know that that's hard because of the injuries and because of the health and safety protocols, but the changes in all the rotations cannot help either in the amount of minutes that they're all given.
It's like a weird feeling also, right? Where you're happy in this specific season with all this shit going on, where you want to have depth, you want to have random nights where Kendrick Nunn's going to go off, where KZ Akpala is going to go off. But at the same time, like Amber's saying, we kind of need to figure out a rotation. Like, that kind of needs to be solidified.
How do you figure out a rotation?
Yeah. I know
it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard all year. Right. Because even, let's say, Jimmy comes back after 14 days, he's still not 100% healthy, I don't think.
Honestly, I don't think he has COVID. I just think they want to rest his ankle and use this as an excuse.
Why wouldn't they just say ankle? Why would they need an excuse? I mean, Myers Leonard's out shoulder, Tyler Hero's out neck, and also because he's drunk because he just turned 21. But why wouldn't they just say ankle? Happy birthday, Tyler Hero. Why wouldn't they just say ankle?
I don't know. Maybe they're just giving him time away from the team. I'm not sure. I'm
a little concerned that we're going to see Jimmy in a practice with the B squad, like going at the starters. Like that's what I'm.
Who
that's
are the starters?
I'm not really worried about it. Christ, it's just a joke.
Okay, somebody did ask, is Duncan an underrated defender at this point? And I think that's actually a good question.
Yeah.
Because tonight, I mean, and I know Siakam has been pretty terrible, but he's had a good regular season, and he was faced up against Siakam a few times tonight, and he held his own. Joey, I mean, is Duncan getting better as a defender in your eyes?
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever be, you know, the glove or anything like that. But I think that I think that if you just need him to be a system defender, he could totally do that. He has the length, you know, he has the awareness, and I think, yeah, he's definitely underrated.
I mean, he's getting better, but Alf, there was only one way to.
I was going to say, there's nowhere
to go.
Right, there was nowhere but up for him.
Yeah, like that was the only way for Duncan to go. So he's getting better. You're right; he is improving, and that's good because that's a component of his game that he needs to improve on because he can't just be out there shooting from the outside. But there was only one way for him to go.
But I mean, the guys like Kendrick Nunn have not gone up defensively. Like, I mean, there's only one way for Kendrick Nunn to go, and he has stayed right where the fuck he wants to be. Like, he has not gotten better at all. I mean,
you're not slandering him tonight.
I'm not trying to slander him, but he's not a good defender. No, he has not gotten better defensively. Duncan is the best of our bad perimeter defenders. Like that.
That's what you aspire to.
He's the tallest little person on the court. that was, I love that. Who's going to be the next victim of an Eric Reed roast? Amber, did you guys talk about this on 790?
Yeah, we did. And we didn't play it because, you know, we didn't want to piss off the Heat. But, and it's not going to, but then, like, I actually listened to the mashup of the sound together, and I kept, Zaslow didn't hear it because he always listens to, he always can only hear the radio broadcast since he's on the radio broadcast. So he doesn't hear the television broadcast. So I was telling him that it's really because you mashed it all together. And when you mash it all together, it's hilarious because then it's just two, but then it's 2 minutes straight
we
of just straight bashing.
We it all was noticed all, that without
it was
a mashup.
Two games in a row.
That was two games in a row. It was bad.
Well, I didn't notice it in the first game so much, but I did notice it in the second. And so I was telling Zaz about it. And then we did talk about it on air, and I was explaining to him the types of things that Eric was saying. And then we talked about it the next day, because then Zaslow went and listened to it. And we both said, he's just saying obvious things, though, at the end of the day, because although it seems like he's out there roasting Blake Griffin, Blake Griffin is a shell of his former self. It's one of
roasted.
The worst contracts. I mean, I did a top 10 worst contracts in sports right now today on our show and on a segment that we call Amber's List. And Blake Griffin, I think I had him like sixth on the list, or it might have even been lower. He might have been like third on my list of worst contracts in sports right now, because he is a shell of himself and he gets paid. And so I feel like really Eric Reed was just speaking the truth.
I thought he was about to go in on Siakam tonight, because he kept talking about how bad Siakam was in the playoffs. But then he couched it with he was really good in the regular season last year, and he's been good so far in this regular season. But he was going in on Siakam a little bit for his playoff performance.
You know what's happening? I'll tell you guys what's happening. When it's away games and John and Eric are here in Miami and they're not, you know, there with them on the it's like a different, I think they feel more free. So I think there's like a little bit of that's happening with Eric, which is cool. I feel like they've been getting more passionate too. Like, I can't even remember what it was, but Crotty was like super worked up about something a couple broadcasts ago, and I feel like they're like more free now because, you know, they're not there. Also, even when they are there for home games with the COVID protocols, it's all different, so you're not saying things that the players are going to hear because you're on the court with the players. You know, you're not talking bleep about the ref, and the ref's going to hear it because you're right there. So I think it gives the broadcasters more freedom. I'm serious. I think that's true across the NBA generally with all these protocols that are in place, because there's a separation now. The TV guys, they didn't used to have any separation there. So like, if they spoke loudly, you know, about somebody, that person could potentially hear them. So I think that might be why.
I just want to hear Crotty say Ananobi again. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. He struggled. He did struggle with that.
Did you hear when
on that one,
when Eric Reed said Anna Yesby after a shot? And I was.
Did he? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was like after a three-pointer. And
he tried to make that work.
Yeah, he did, and it was rough.
Was that was that as cringeworthy as J Lo saying "Let's get loud" during? that was
no J Lo slander. Come on, no J Lo slander tonight.
Just act like she doesn't even exist.
Question: And have any of you ever actually used the Papa John's promo code HeatWind for 50% off?
Of course.
Oh no.
No.
What?
No.
It wouldn't take full price fucking Papa John's pizza. Right. Or free Papa
I wouldn't
John's
take free
pizza.
Papa John's.
Yeah, like, okay, Salada, you and your horrible taste. Go ahead. Defend Papa John's pizza.
I like Papa John's.
I'm not even talking about the blatant racism of the owner.
They've rebranded. Come on.
And the pizza's still shitty.
Yeah, it's shitty, but
did they re-ingredient?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we had a bunch of pizza elitists on fucking Hangover Time tonight. Like,
I'll eat Pizza Hut, but fuck, Papa John's is horrible.
50% off Papa John's. They have the cheesy stuffed crust. Sorry, it's good. It's all right.
No,
Amber, I've never met a pizza. I've never met a pizza I won't eat. So,
how come everything that you consume is a dare, Alex?
What do you mean it's a dare? Papa John's, Domino's,
like Domino's crust. Who does that? I did that when I was like 7.
Right.
Even Domino's, then I was like,
that's
this
like
is
fifth grade
not
pizza party.
Domino's, Pizza Hut. Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's. They're just three
get a paper
pizza
towel
chains.
As a plate.
If you're near, them, why not? It's okay. It's okay pizza.
Yo, Solana orders takeout from Chuck E. Cheese. He's like, yo, my man, give me 2 slices and 4 coins.
Don't be the guy in there with no kids.
About to fuck up some whack-a-mole.
You guys are wrong on this, man. You guys are wrong. Papa John's is decent. Papa John's is decent for sure.
Papa John, people saying Papa John's isn't too bad in the chat.
Who is Papa eating John's? Pizza that's not too bad?
It's all right, but give me the
100% off. If you're an adult,
why
do you have to do that?
I guess, you know, if I was in college, and I might still eat Papa John's, but I'm an adult now. I have money.
I got bills. I'm not eating that.
Amber's like, I don't know if they're a sponsor.
No, that's not the issue. I genuinely, like, pizza is my favorite food. So I will eat all pizza. But I don't really order pizza. Like, I don't order Papa John's pizza. I'm not ordering Pizza Hut or Domino's either. I'm probably going a step up. But if it's put in front of me, I wouldn't have a slice because I probably still would.
But Solana's saying he goes out of his way to use the promo code.
No, and I've never used the promo code because I never ordered
that
kind of pizza.
You're so passionate about the promo code. This is so ridiculous. No, this is so ridiculous. I'm not saying I go out of my way. The Heat won tonight. I'm not ordering Papa John's tomorrow. They've been doing these promo code things for
because you ordered it tonight. Yeah.
They've been doing these promo code things for like 10, 15 years. If you haven't taken advantage of the 50% off promo, I just think you're sleeping on a good promo. I gotta be honest. You guys are the ones sleeping on a good promo. I'm taking advantage of something that 50% off, like, I'm all in. I'm 100% in.
Anything 50% off.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
All right. Here's a real question.
Are you going to spend your stimulus check on that when you get it?
I got a real question for Amber from Legit Gamer 255. Okay, well, Solana, you want to go back at Brass?
No, I mean, Brass is drinking whiskey out of a fucking kettle. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
It's beer.
It's beer out of a keg.
I thought it was whiskey. I thought it was whiskey.
Solana, you're so bad at this.
He always drinks whiskey. I just thought he was drinking whiskey.
My bar is huge, man. I got tons of stuff. Like, I don't, like, what are you doing? Like, no, shut up. Go. Question off. Go.
Okay. I'm going to give this one to Amber because we're winding down. We got about 2.5 minutes left. Is Tyler Hero being out for Miami the spark in Kendrick Nunn's comeback? Also, didn't Nunn start playing poorly when Tyler started taking off last season? Thank you for the bits. Thank you for the 100 bits. So basically, is Tyler and Kendrick a bad mix? Is what he's asking.
No, I mean, I don't think those things are mutually exclusive at all. I think Kendrick Nunn had a really monster first half last year, but then he started tapering off after that. And a lot, that's pretty common with rookies. I mean, first of all, when you're coming into the league, like, you're talking about the amount of games that none of these dudes have ever played before and a type of conditioning that none of these dudes have ever been through before. And then we know with the Heat, that's even more so than some of the other NBA franchises. So there's always that wall that there's that ceiling, that rookie wall that a lot of rookies hit. And I think Kendrick Nunn just hit it after half of the season, essentially. I don't think it had anything to do with Tyler Hero because to me, Tyler Hero, he started improving throughout the entire second half of the season. I think it just was a slow start for him. So it kind of looks that way, like they had something to do with each other, but I don't think so. I think Kendrick Nunn, little older, coming in, different situation than Tyler coming into the league. And I think he was just more experienced and he came in the hotter start, but still that rookie wall caught up to him. And so he still kind of hit it and then started to taper off. And finally, that was when Tyler Hero got his legs underneath him. I think really, though, when Tyler really started to impress me, when I knew we had something special in Tyler, wasn't until the bubble. And frankly, Kendrick had fallen off way before that. It's a little convoluted because we didn't see basketball for 3-4 months. So I think people forget that. It wasn't like Kendrick Nunn was lights out until that break, and then the bubble happens and it's all Tyler and Spo's not giving Nunn looks. That's not how it went, you know? So I think it just looks that way if we're looking back on it, but I don't think they have anything to do with each other, frankly. Now, does that mean that Kendrick Nunn's not getting minutes here that he wouldn't otherwise be getting in an opportunity here because of the absence of a guy like Tyler? Sure, of course. But I think that that's also one of those things that we would see anyways with Spo's rotation tinkering, because we know that Spo is going to get a look at all of these guys. And we know that he would have been doing a lot of rotation tinkering during this beginning of the season, with or without all these injuries and with and without this health and safety protocol issue that we have. It's just amplified. So yeah, I think he's benefiting from that, so to speak, but I don't think it's because, I don't think that they can't coexist together and both be great. Like, that's ultimately, the Heat would want them both to be great, and there's no reason that they can't.
I think ultimately that's that might be the destination. I think when you talk about Nunn, he had a great start, then he had an injury. But part of the problems with Nunn, because of the injury where he lost some of his explosiveness because he had a leg injury, the lack of a passing ability, the lack of defense, all that got really amplified because of some of the holes in his game. And when he lost a little explosiveness because of the injury, it really, really, really became, you know, in the forefront. Like, he has holes in his game. And then he got COVID, and he never got his win during the bubble. Now, I'm not sure what happened at the start of this season, but we're starting to see him round into form a little bit. He still can't play defense worth a lick, but Tiffany, he's passing the ball. He's doing some things playmaking-wise. What I want to know is, everybody healthy? Is Gabe Vincent back on the inactive list, or is it, did he take Kendrick Nunn's spot, or is Kendrick Nunn reestablish himself as one of the lead guys off the bench?
No, it's still up for grabs. That's just one game. That's one game. Like, you get Kendrick, he's gonna
two games, to two all games right, where he's thoroughly right. Outplayed Vincent.
I don't think he's won his spot back. No, I think it's up for grabs, and he's going to have to continue to show that he can play. Like, that's just what it is. Or he's going to be back at the end of the bench, and Nunn will be doing his best.
Tiff can't even take it. That's your nickname.
I know, but I can't take it. But I want to just like speak on for a second about if he's mentally that fragile to let someone else's play affect his game, then we've got bigger issues on the team than injuries.
But do you think it's a mental thing, or do you like? Well,
no, I don't think it is. But I'm just playing devil's advocate. Let's just say, if the emergence of Tyler kind of threw him off, then that's another issue in itself. That's a personal issue that he's got to deal with.
I think there's a mental thing to Kendrick, but I think it's because of some of the physical limitations he's had because of COVID and because of some of the other injuries. I think it's affected his ability to shoot and his offensive game. But what I do see is that he's rounding into shape. And Joey, I'll ask you, because what we do is, like Amber said, we watch Spo tinker, and then we see like a guy like Struce come out and have a big game. And we see a guy like Gabe Vincent come out and have a big game. And we all of a sudden start to say, oh, these guys took Kendrick Nunn's minutes. But then you let them play big minutes for three NBA, real professional NBA games in a row. And, I mean, Gabe Vincent looked like a G leaguer tonight. Struce, I'm not sure what the fuck Struce was doing out there tonight.
Yeah, he looked like an extra.
Yeah. Struce had, are we overstating some of these big games by, and I'm not, I will talk about KZ Akpala on another show. Like, I'm not, but the Struces, the Vincents, Chris Silva looking like an NBA player for, you know, a little bit. Are we overstating those things and discounting a guy like Kendrick Nunn, who came second in the league in rookie of the year voting?
I think that Kendrick Nunn's in a weird position, you know, with the injuries mixed in with, you know, with coming down with COVID and kind of not getting his win back and kind of being almost a shell of himself. But I think that he's in a weird position because it seems like he'll be on like the eternal hot seat. Like if he's doing well, they'll keep him in. But if he starts messing up, then they'll try Gabe Vincent. They'll try, you know, Ben Affleck. They'll try someone else at that position.
Wait, did you just call Struce Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
I think Spo would try Ben Affleck. If he had him on the roster.
He looks like he should be in The Departed. Like.
He does. He does look like an Irish hitman.
Come on.
I think what's happening here, it was just real quick. I think what's happening here with Kendrick Nunn, frankly, is I think that what we're seeing is that Kendrick Nunn is being kind of put in the same category as these other dudes. And the Heat are really good at finding guys, right? Like you could find the guy, pluck him off the street, and you can make him a nice little rotation player. And that's obviously what they're looking at with Gabe Vincent and with Max Struss. And they're thinking, okay, well, maybe we see something in these guys. And then does that make Kendrick Nunn a trade chip? Does that make Kendrick Nunn somebody we could part with? I think also when you're talking Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, I think we think ceiling is a lot lower than Tyler Hero's. And it's not that Kendrick Nunn didn't deserve to be runner up in the rookie of the year voting, because he did. And it wasn't that he hasn't also had amazing moments, and he had an amazing game tonight. So it's a weird night for us to be critical of Kendrick Nunn in any way. I just think that we know what we have in Kendrick Nunn, or we feel more confident that we know what we have in Kendrick Nunn and the ceiling that's there. And with Tyler Hero, you believe that there's this possibility that that dude might end up being really special.
Well, I think sports fans always love the unknown, right? So it's always like, so when you see a guy like Kendrick Nunn struggling, you see a Mo Harkless struggling, known quantities in the NBA. And then you're like, there's a Casey Akpala over there. There's a Max Strus. There's a Gabe Vincent. We always want to see what they got. And outside of KZ, I think a lot of these guys are showing you why they're G Leaguers, like why they're not NBA rotation players, because they can't do it night in, night out. You know, speaking of Irish hitmen, Solana. you just look sad when I said that. So someone asked, can someone call out Solana for drinking Fiji water pre-gaming the show tonight? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I feel like I can't do
alcohol content than anything else he's on.
I'm just happy you're not. I'm just happy you survived that Clamato. Do you know about the Clamato night, Amber?
No.
He went out, and we're going to wrap this up now. He went out to a gas station before the show, and because he thinks it's funny to drink really bad alcohol on my show, so he went out and bought a Bud Light Clamato. Like a tall boy. Mm-hmm. It was a ridiculously large can. And he was like pretending to sip it all night and acting like he was getting sick. And then we made him pour it into a clear cup and actually drink it. And he literally got sick on the live stream.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad night.
That was amazing.
Nah, it was not a good night for me. I was just looking up the Papa John's menu, actually. And did you guys know... Do you guys know they added jalapeno papa roll?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore.
He's done.
Sorry.
He's done. Three strikes. Solana gets kicked off every time he's on.
Oh.
We give him, like, honestly, he has a Casey Akpala leash, which is about this long. Mm-hmm. And you know, he gets a little leeway, but 6 fouls in 3 minutes, you're gone. All right, everybody. Thank you for showing up tonight. Amber, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Just in case some weirdo doesn't know where to find you, give them your, you know, where to find you on, you know, on a daily basis.
7:90 The Ticket, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every weekday. So, yeah, come hang out. Obviously, we talk a lot of Heat, so you guys would like it.
All right, Joey, where do they find you? In a field somewhere in West Palm Beach.
If any weirdos want to find me, I will give out my address. No, my Twitter is at Joey Howe Shower. Follow me. I have like not that many followers, like 99.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Joey put out a video today that was hilarious. Like, follow Joey on Twitter. Everyone knows where to find Tiffany. Tiffany, you'll be back on Friday. We're actually going to have Nope Name from Dimes and Dishes. Dishes and Dimes. I think I got that wrong. It's a Raptors podcast. All-woman Raptors podcast. I retweet them all the time. Oh, plug the podcast. Everyone download the Miami Heat Beat podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. I think if anyone still uses that, you can find us anywhere. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch. I mean, we're on every single stupid social media platform. Check us out. Thank you so much, Amber. Next time, you're drinking with us.
Yes.
You're coming on for a weekend night, and you're doing the drip drop game where we take shots every time someone subscribes.
Okay.
It's a rough one. Listen, you need a babysitter that night. Okay. Right? The kid can't be in the house.
Like, can't even be in the house?
Okay. No.
All right.
And then we're going to work on AA meeting. It's the new afternoon show on 790 The Ticket.
All right, and I'll pitch it to the boss. I'll see what he thinks. So I'll use that picture.
Is Len still there?
Yeah.
Oh, Len will love my nipples. Show Len my nipples. He'll be a big fan. All right, guys. We'll see you Friday night.
Bye, guys.